It's been a tough time for many Paris restaurants. Fewer people are eating out. But one famous eating establishment had no problem coming up with a couple million dollars this week. All it had to do was auction off part of its wine cellar. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
18,000 bottles of wine from the legendary cellars of the Tour d'Argent restaurant were auctioned to the public on Monday and Tuesday in Paris. The four-century-old restaurant is undoubtedly the most famous in France, and people were eager to own a piece of it. The auction room was packed with professional wine collectors and private citizens alike. As hands holding numbered cards shot up and down, the auctioneers guided the bids ever higher. Parisian Bernard Fage, who came to buy some old Bordeaux, says he's having second thoughts after seeing the prices being paid.
La plupart des gens connaissent le nom de la Tour d'Argent, savent même pas où c'est, savent même pas ce que c'est.
The Tour d'Argent is a legend. People might not even know where it is, but the name is mythical, and people are willing to pay more because of the reputation of their extraordinary wine cellar.
7 floors below the storied Left Bank restaurant, head sommelier David Ridgway opens the iron gates to the Tour d'Argent's damp, vaulted wine cellar. In 27 rooms connected by winding corridors deep within Paris limestone are nearly 500,000 more bottles like those fetching such high prices across town. For the past 30 years, Ridgway has hand-picked many of the wines and spirits in what is said to be the finest cellar in France and the largest for a restaurant in the world. Ridgway says choosing the wines for the auction block was particularly difficult.
Well, I always consider the wines almost like my children. You see them grow up, you see them get better, and then you see them leave. It's a brutal way to see so many leave at the same time, but that's part of the aging process.
Passing 12-foot-high racks of Burgundies, Bordeaux, and Alsatian wines, Ridgway points out rare marvels and some history.
This was where the war was bricked up in June 1940. This part of the cellar was hidden for 5 years.
Before that wall could be built, the Nazis made off with 80,000 bottles in the first chaotic days of the Paris occupation. The Tour d'Argent has overlooked the Seine River and Notre Dame Cathedral since 1582, when Henry III would stop off here after a royal hunt for some heron pâté. Ridgway says this week's sale was not to make money, but to make room for newer vintages and to move some bottles that no longer sell so well. He admits that habits are changing.
People seem to want to drink younger wines now. It's rather sad because I think a well-matured wine has a lot to say for itself.
Back outside the auction hall, businessman Tuca Poulacre is slumped in a chair. He took the train over from London and had hoped to return home with one of his favorite white Burgundies until he was outbid.
It's a Pouligny Montrachet by Saussure. The 92 was a lovely year. And I had this particular wine last year for my 40th. It was really, really good. Would have been nice to get a case and drink that over the years, but there we are.
You didn't get it?
No, not today. No.
One pre-French Revolution bottle of cognac sold for $37,000. The sale's enormous success surprised organizers and pleased sommelier Ridgway, who said, "It goes to show that people are still interested in something historic and traditional." For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.